Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Good morning and welcome to the Oakton Church of the Brethren. A special welcome to the many guests we have with us today. Today is a special Sunday as we celebrate and give thanks for the paying off of a loan. And at the end of worship today, we'll have a special service of burning that loan. So yes, we get fire in the sanctuary today. We welcome all of you downstairs in the fellowship hall after faith formation hour for a fellowship meal to celebrate that event. A few other announcements that I'll call your attention to today. Keep in mind that February 23rd is the All Church birthday party, so stick around for breakfast for lunch on that Sunday. There is an insert in the bulletin today for summer camp registration at Shepherd Spring, and take note that there is a new schedule to summer camp this year, so read that carefully. I want to say a special thank you to all of you who gave to our two diaper showers. I see lots of diapers out in the narthex, so Audrey and I will deliver those diapers to the Mark and Rhodes families this week. So thank you for your generosity. It'll be nice to pass that little gift along. What announcements do you have today that you'd like to share with your church family?
I had the chance to go up to the Graceway Church in Dundalk, Maryland yesterday, and one of our candles, I actually don't know which one is for them, but they are celebrating their third anniversary today. And they just had the Hispanic congregation in their church just gutted the basement and redid it, so it's all beautiful. So they have some really nice things happening. The church will be trying to go independent from the district as of May. And that's a little financially precarious. So if you're interested in supporting a new church or something, talk to someone who would know how to do that, or talk to me. Because they definitely the finances aren't the highlight, but the work is really great. So that was exciting to see.
Thank you, Jan. Yeah, Missy.
So today I have a few background check forms. So anybody who works in any form with the kids in our church, we're asking that we to be in compliance with our child protection policy that everyone get a background check. So if you're in the nursery, if you teach Sunday school, if you volunteer for OPAL, we need to collect background checks. So I have forms for those that I've identified, but if there's anybody and you're like, oh, I haven't done that yet, please come get a form from me.
Right, I see no others. A special thank you to Matt Landis for leading us in worship today. Matt is our new finance chair, and we thank you for serving in this way today. But now let us quiet our hearts and minds as we move into worship.
Thank you. Would you please rise with me in spirit and body if you are able? As brethren, we shine light on the past so that all may learn. As brethren, we shine light on the future so all may have hope. As brethren, we shine light on injustice so that all may know justice. As brethren, we shine light on goodness so all may be inspired. And as brethren, we shine light in dark places so all may know the love of God. Today, my brethren, let us shine in worship and through worship so that God may be praised. Will you pray with me? God of mystery and of judgment, who has made us to be salt and light for all people, in a bland world full of deep shadows, shine in us and through us. Lead us and guide us in this time of worship. Grant us grace, understanding, and spiritual discernment. Teach us obedience. Instill in us a willing desire to heed your call to shine like beacons, so that others may see your good works through us, so that we glorify you and be moved to serve you each day. Amen.
I have all the children. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about the law. Does anybody know what the law is? Why do we have laws, do you think? Anybody? Do you know why, Jean? No? We have laws to make sure that people can don't do whatever they want, that there's some order, right? There's not chaos. And also, we have laws so that there's justice, right? So that people don't get mistreated and things are fair, right? So, today I'm going to read you a book about two people. These are Americans a long time ago. There's Frederick Douglass and Susan B. Anthony, okay? And these two, they saw some injustice in the laws, and so they tried to do something to change that, okay? So let's read about it. You guys see that? Snow fell in Rochester, New York. A horse pulled a creaky buggy down Madison Street. Susan B. Anthony set out two saucers, two cups, and two slices of cake. Frederick Douglass arrived for tea. Susan lit two candles on the table. The friends sat by the fireplace in Susan's parlor. Frederick wore a gentleman's jacket, vest, and tie. Susan wore a kind of pants called bloomers. She liked them better than the heavy dresses women were supposed to wear. Those dresses made it hard to get things done, and Susan had many things to do. As a girl, Susan wanted to learn what boys learned, but teachers wouldn't let her. Girls didn't need to know about important subjects, people said. They should grow up to raise children, and that's all. Susan's mother couldn't vote or own a house or go to college, and few women could. Susan wanted something more. She read about rights in the United States, the right to live free, the right to vote. Some people had the rights, while others had none. Why shouldn't she have them too? Susan taught herself to give speeches. Some people liked her ideas about rights for women. Others didn't. Jane wants me to do the laugh, so I'm going to do the laugh. So this guy goes, rrr, 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 rrr. The candles glowed in the parlor. Frederick sipped his tea. Susan asked him about his newspaper. He filled it with his own ideas about rights. Everyone is talking about my new issue, he said. Frederick grew up as a slave in the South. Slaves had to do everything the master said, but Frederick wanted something more. He secretly learned to read and write. New ideas thrilled him. Frederick read about rights in the United States, the right to live free, the right to vote. Some people had rights, while others had none. Why shouldn't he have them too? Frederick escaped from his master and headed north. He taught himself to give speeches. Some people liked his ideas about rights for African Americans, others did not. Susan liked Frederick's ideas, and he liked hers. He moved to Rochester and got in touch with her. They promised to help each other so one day all people could have rights. The fire crackled, snow fell outside the window. Frederick and Susan ate their cake and talked about their plans. So many speeches to give, so many articles to write, so many minds to change. They would get right to work as soon as they finished their tea. All right, so we have laws, right? And laws are good things. Laws help us make sure that we're all safe and that we don't hurt each other. But sometimes we have to think about those laws and think about, is this right for everyone? Is everyone being treated fairly? All right, so let's pray about that, okay? Dear Lord, help us to follow the good laws. And help us to think hard about the bad laws. Amen.
God hears us when we call out to him. He hears us when we weep and mourn. He hears us when a still small voice inside whispers out. He hears us in our silence. Will you join me in silence to allow our spirit to meet with God? throughout the human experience, people have often lived through bizarre, chaotic, unsettling, and tragic times. And commonly, humans have sought both perspective and respite from religion or other creative sources, such as the church, the minstrel, the royal jester, or the court fool, to gain perspective on those times. In modern times, many continue to gain perspective and see things as they are by viewing the world through the lens of artists, poets, comedians, their personal faith, or musicians. Besides enjoying a dose of healthy skepticism or cynicism from one of my favorite comedians, I really like Pink Floyd. I think that perhaps Leah is just starting to after a decade or so of having to hear it. The Floyd wrote many songs in their time that were highly critical of the social and political ills, an attempt to help process them internally as artists, but also an attempt to throw them into focus and to shed some light and attention on them. Many of you may have heard the song Money. It has a really fun intro with the sounds of coin and money bags. And here's a brief lyric. Money, get away. Get a good job with good pay and you're okay. Money, it's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think I'll buy me a football team. Money, get back. I'm all right, Jack, but keep your hands off my stack. Despite what some might believe, the song wasn't an ode to money or in support of greed, but an artist's critical look at what money can become or what it comes to mean to so many. Security, entertainment, keeping up with the Joneses, frivolity, excess, greed. Another lyric from the same song. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a raise, it's no surprise they're not giving none away. My take on what the lyrics are saying is that the manner in which we use and treat our money is really a reflection of us, of our core values as a society and as individuals. Another common colloquialism is that time is money, and certainly most of us trade our time spent in a job or career for an income, which we then trade for the things that we need and that we value. As brethren, we embrace the sharing of our tithes and offerings. Oh, I apologize. As we brethren embrace the sharing of our tithes and offerings, let's consider that each time we do, we are helping to write a new, less mainstream verse to that song, Money, and shining a light on alternative, God-inspired values, as we are literally giving the currency of our time and our effort towards the things that we as Christians and God value so much, to community, to service, to peace, to ministry and faithful stewardship, and to loving our neighbor. In doing so, we shine our light on these values and inspire others to do the same. Money, do some good. We're all right, Lord. Please help yourself to some of our stores. I invite the ushers to receive our gifts and offerings. Will you pray with me? Lord, please bless and multiply the fruit of our labor, which we give to honor you. Please use it to build community, to serve others, to sow peace, to minister to those in need, and to show love for our neighbors. Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is from Matthew 5, verses 13 through 20. Again, Matthew 5, 13 through 20. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass away from the law until it is all accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.